9b on Brachot issues in Daf Yomi. If we look in the Rambam as to the time of the beginning time for the morning Shema, we see a four-tiered approach. It says, he says, when is the time? The mitzvah is to read right before the Netzachama, the sunrise. So he finishes the final blessing of the Shema with the sunrise. In other words, it's not just that we want to read Gaal Yisrael before the bracha after Shema, before sunrise. No, it's the Shema that should be before the sunrise. And with its blessing, the blessing should also be before the sun rises. Now, if you were late, and you read the Shema after the sun rose, you also get your mitzvah. For the time of it is until 3 hours for someone who violates it, who goes against the rule and is late. So on the one hand, there is a time, there is an ona, there is a time for Shema from the sunrise to the 3 hours later, about nine o'clock. But on the other hand, that's really only bidyevet. It's only after the fact, post facto. If you didn't do it the right way to do it at sunrise, then you can do it at up to 3 hours later. The Shulchan Aruch, however, does not view it that way. Shulchan Aruch, who's basically quoting from the Rambam, he says, no, it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar. It's an especially good mitzvah to read it like vatikin, like those who are unusually modest and they love the mitzvahs, because they do it, they read the Shema right before the sunrise. And then if you can't do it then it's good to do it as early as you can. So I don't know whether this early as you can means simply that it's just Zrizi Makdimi L'Mitzvos, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that it's, you know, the earlier the better, or that somehow the whole nature of this mitzvah is to do it right away. And then there's this, the first two tiers are reading it at the proper time according to the Rambam, or the extra super time according to the Shulchan Aruch, right before sunrise. And then to read it after that until 3 hours later, that would be post facto. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't put it so negatively. He just says, try to do it as early as you can. Then there's the other two tiers. Misha Hikdim Vakara Kriya Shema Shel Shachris Achash Yalam Rav Shachar, reading from the Rambam, the end of the first chapter of Kriya Shema, the laws of Shema. If somebody went really early, simply after the dawn, even though he finished the Shema before sunrise, you get the mitzvah. Even though he read it as early as the dawn, you get the mitzvah, which sounds like post facto. However, if you're really in a jam, so what's considered a jam for this purpose? You're getting up early to go on a trip. He doesn't say what kind of trip it is. It seems that even if you need to go on a trip, that's considered shasatchak. You're really in a jam. Then you have an excuse to read it absolutely with no compunctions. A priori, you can read it at that time with the dawn, way before sunrise. Sometimes as much as 72 minutes before that. So this is the second tier, according to the Rambam. That if you simply decide to read the Shema at the dawn, that would not be such a great thing. It would be okay. But if you need to go, for instance, you have to go on the road, then you are allowed to in the first place to do so. It's a very unusual law. We mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that ideally you should say the Shema when everybody gets up, and that would be sunrise. If not, you could say it later when some people get up, like kings and lady gayers get up very late, and some people get up really early. Super punctilious people get up really, really early, like even at dawn. But since it's not the normative time, therefore the best time is with the sunrise. So this is the unusual position of the Rambam, that there are four tiers when it comes to Shema. There's the best way to read it, in terms of right away at this crack of the first ray of sunlight, namely the ball of the sun, namely sunrise. There's the lesser great way of reading it, which is fair enough, up till 3 hours. And then, if you read it at dawn, it's less than great. But if you have to go somewhere, then it's not a problem at all. You may totally do so. It's a very interesting position of the Rambam.